Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Year a little different than we began it. You got me. Just a little bit. Here we go. Hold on. Gotta look at this. Okay. How's that better, Aaron?
No, I can't hear you.
Okay. How about now? Okay. Well, guys, we thought we'd end it different, but I didn't know I'd be ending it not be able to hear me. How's that? Better? Okay. Alan is doing some last-minute things, so I get to start the show today. I'm here today by myself, Robin Ellis, and Alan will be with me in just a minute. We are all about the great outdoors today. We're about life and family and what you're planning for the new year. Anything going on? Any changes? Any, I hate to say resolutions, but I guess that's what everybody does. I've decided not to do any real resolutions because I don't want to be disappointed about 3 weeks from now when I've changed my mind again. How about you, Aaron? Anything? Any ideas for the new year?
Feather, but
we've got a phone call already.
That'd
be nice. We always look forward to hearing from every one of you. Honestly, I thought he'd be back by now, but not yet. Did everybody have a nice Christmas? Get everything you want from Santa Claus? Spend time with family and friends? Loved ones? Now you can come. I'm dying here. I was doing good. I thought I only had you for a minute.
Well, you told me to take my time.
Hi, everybody. Whew. How you doing, Robin?
You were coming in too hot. I was too low going out, and you were coming in too hot.
Too hot. Okay.
Gotcha.
Good morning, everybody.
I said we were talking about what their ideas were for the new year, resolutions. Did you have a nice Christmas?
Yeah.
I am not making any resolutions because I don't want to be disappointed 2 weeks from now when I didn't do what I said I was going to do.
Gotcha. But it is a good time to, you know, look behind you and go, what are we going to do different, you know, and forge ahead with the new year, not necessarily make a resolution, but make a particular plan and, you know, have some goals and that type of thing. So I agree with you. What would you change about the way you hunted this year, the way you fished this year? What would you do differently in the new year? Good plan.
Delaware is on the line.
Mark in Delaware. Good morning, Mark. How are you? How are you this morning?
Good. Cold to wish you both a good new year's.
Thank you.
That's we appreciate you.
My resolutions laid out.
You do?
Yep.
Good.
My resolution is not to make too many changes in my life. That way I know they're going to work out.
Well, you know what? That's great. That's great. My resolution is to resolve not to resolve anything.
Yep.
Yep. Makes sense. Yeah.
Well, my end things are good, so I just want them to stay that way.
That's good. Glad to hear that.
I'm talking about things you can control.
Things you can control. That is, yeah. You know, that's the thing I can't seem to get right, what I can't control.
Mark, that is perfect timing.
It's true.
You
I mean,
have
it,
no
you,
idea.
You get frustrated by the things you can't control. And, you know, I like to pull out the old Lincoln quote, you know, I cannot control circumstances, but circumstances control me. But...
Uh-huh.
You know, I like to try and change things a little bit, you know, for the better. But yeah. you can't always do it. And you just sometimes you just got to say the old it is what it is, you know.
Yeah, so. Some people say you can't control what people do to you, but you can control the way you respond to it. That's not always entirely true.
Right, I agree with that.
But I guess it's a matter of the mindset of learning to accept that it isn't always right. You can't always control how you respond. There's something you just have to do.
Yep. So is it foggy over your way today?
I don't know. I can't see a thing.
I got you. Well, I went out this morning and let the dog out, and it's tremendously foggy out there, so I know the guys that are going to be out there doing their thing with the deer, and I guess waterfowl season's still in. It's going to be a little iffy for here to start out, so just be careful out there. So.
Well, the answer is no, it's not foggy.
Oh, good for you. Well,
yeah,
you're
a little wet. Everything we saw, we must have had rain last night.
So the... Everything's wet. It's just the heavy presence of dew, I guess, here. But as they say, the coast is clear.
Yeah.
So, gotcha. Good deal, man. Good deal. Well, Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you and yours, buddy.
You too. You too. I hope it's a decent year for all of us.
You and I both.
I don't like to wish my life away, but... this year can't end too fast for me.
22, boy, you're not kidding on that one.
You guys certainly had your share. Everybody did.
Yep, we sure did. And, the ripple effect will go into the new year, but we're looking ahead to calming the waters a little bit. So let's hope so.
Yeah, good.
Yep.
Open books.
Yep, me too. All right.
Okay, you take care.
Have a happy and healthy. Thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye.
So, Robin, What do you're not making any resolutions?
I resolved not to start the show by myself again.
Did you tell everybody it's the Outdoors and Radio Show?
I don't remember.
That we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors.
I said something about the great outdoors.
Uh-huh.
Family, friends, hunting, fishing, New Year's resolutions, Christmas, stuff like that.
You rambled.
I didn't ramble. I'm talking to myself, I did the best I could.
Oh no! I mean, look, you told me you got it, so I put it in your hands. You've been doing this. You've been doing this long enough that you could probably carry a show by yourself.
I don't think so.
I think you could.
Well, no, because I don't know enough about the stuff you guys talk about.
I have confidence in you.
You want to talk about food? I can do that. I can talk about crafts. I can talk about.
No, you got a good start.
But.
So. I'm what?
Nothing. I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay.
It's called dead air.
It is called dead air, yep. So that can work when we're not on the air. And I can wait, but anyway.
No, I can't remember what I was going to say.
That's okay. Look, when you get older like you, I mean, I understand. Mm-hmm. I go through the same thing. So anyway, I hope everybody had an enjoyable week, the second week of muzzleloader season, which ends today. Unfortunately, it's going to end on a wet note for most of the state. I hope everybody gets a chance to get out there as little as they can or as much as they can today. And then next week, we have the 6th, 7th, and 8th, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the final 3 days of the firearm season. Depending on where you are, some Sundays may not have it, but for the most part, it's statewide Sunday, Region B. Sunday hunting, and it's at least a 2 day firearm season. Shotgun and shotgun counties. Of course, straight wall cartridges are now legal. Straight wall rifle cartridges are now legal in the shotgun counties, like the 350 Legend and the 450, 4570 and the 444 and 450 Bushmaster, and one I use, the 450 Marlin. But it's interesting. Jacob and I went, what day did we go to Dorchester County?
Whatever day I had the kids.
Wednesday. Okay. So my grandson came down, very gracious host, allowed us to use his place, private property for sick of deer. you know, they run it top-notch. Feeders going year-round, shooting houses, redneck blinds. I mean, it's a quality operation, and we were able to get in the blind. And I said to Jacob, here we are. We're here by ourselves. Let's pick whatever blind you want. And he said, all right, I'll go to such and such. And I went to such and such. Well, my blind, there's a feeder set up for bow hunting at 16 yards, and there's another one at 60 out on a little road. So feeders go off, and then they go off again, which was, I've never had that before, where they go off twice in a row, like 5 minutes apart. But it was pretty cool. The one one was, you know, primarily sick of deer. One hind came in just as the feeders were going off, and she stayed for a long, long time. However, we knew we were in trouble because the marsh was just total ice. And the deer don't like that. They'll get on the high spots and they won't venture off the hummocks and the high ground and crack through the ice to get anywhere. They don't like it. They don't like the sound, the noise, the effect on their feet, the effect on their legs. They don't like the ice in the marsh at all. So I was very pleased to see this one deer come in. And a little while later, that was on the close feeder, so I watched her for about 20 minutes, under 20 yards. And then the other one finally came out on the platform feeder at 60 yards, and all of a sudden, my deer started to wander through the woods, and she kept looking, and her tail hairs flared out, and she bounced off. And the one on the other feeder bounced off, and I thought, well, they didn't get my scent. My scent's not going that way. And besides, I'm enclosed in a shooting house. So, I mean, a rare puff of wind going through there and pushing my scent out one of the other windows or something like that. But, and that's happened, but that wasn't the case. So, a little while later, another nice deer. And these are all hinds. These are all females, does, whatever you want to call them. Hinds is a correct term, came out at 300 yards, and she started trotting towards the feeder. She got about 20 yards, and she stopped, turned around, and ran back. And I'm thinking, what in the world? Well, we couldn't figure anything out. I didn't see anything. However, there are coyotes on the property. So I don't know if there was a lone coyote there. She was picking up a coyote scent. You know, they were roaming about. I don't know. I have no idea. I know the foxes were very active. This time of year when the foxes are looking for mates and so forth, they wander through the woods barking sporadically, and we heard that a lot. So, anyway, a little while later, I mean, this is pretty much going on all morning. A little while later, I heard some cracking and splashing, and I looked over to the left, and another deer came out, but there was more noise there. And a doe and two yearlings came out just about directly under the stand. I mean, within 5 yards of me, and trotted up one of the other trails. And then that one more deer came out. So I saw a total of seven in the morning. Jacob saw one. He was on a feeder stand that was not conducive to the deer getting two off of the higher ground. Afternoon was a little better. Jacob moved to another stand. He saw eight, including a spike. I saw four, including a spike. But the way the farm is managed, the ranch is managed, the club is managed, the camp is managed, is that we don't shoot spikes. We only shoot branched antlered stags, and we don't shoot the hinds. We're sandwiched in between so much public land that we want to keep as many deer on the property as possible. So, that, you know, since the second they step off the property, there's people, you know, set up on the edges of the property ready to take them out. So we just kind of watch them. And I had a great day watching the deer and other wildlife, too. So, and hearing all the sights and sounds and smells of the marsh. So it was a good day. We didn't harvest anything, but we had a good hunt. Time for us to take our first break, I believe. Let's see. What do we get here? What's that, Robin? You want to do Glenn first?
It's up to you.
I think we need to let Glenn hold for a minute. I'm sorry, Glenn, but we do have to take our first break as soon as I figure out what we're doing. It's been a rough morning, folks.
Yeah, it has.
It's been a very rough morning. technology has gotten ahead of me today. So, well, we can't go wrong by talking about our friends at Backyard Billy's. We really can't. How many of you endured the freezing cold? Of course we did. You know, yesterday somebody said, here we are, you know, with temperatures like this when, you know, Mother Nature tried to kill us last week. I thought that was pretty apropos, but...
Showed up in our electric bill.
Say what?
It showed up in our electric bill.
Oh, yeah, it sure did. It sure did. So, I want to talk about a couple things at Backyard Billy's. I see they are promoting the Enviro pellet stoves and inserts, and, of course, that's the same company that made our gas insert. So, Enviro makes a great pellet stove, a great fireplace insert if you want to fill that fireplace with a pellet stove, you can do that. And don't worry, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's can do the installation and take care of you with the service after the sale, as so they say. So we really enjoy that. We enjoy the convenience of our fireplace insert, and you will too. Now, there's another company called Regency, and Regency makes wood stoves, freestanding and fireplace insert wood stoves. So if you're looking for a pellet or a wood stove, take a look at both of those, the Enviro and the Regency, and you'll be glad you do. Hearth America, you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon, and you won't miss the next storm. You'll be ready to go, right?
Yep, and I was thinking we need to add we need to find a way to add something to our front of our house because the electric bill took a hit. But our gas bill did not go up as what's the word?
Significantly.
Yeah, significantly.
As the electric bill.
In percentages.
Proportion.
Not go up as high as electric bill.
So you want to put gas in front front of the house? Well, you got a connection up there, right?
Yep, I do. It's ready to go.
Okay, so we're wandering. Let's get back to our commercials.
I was helping.
I know you were. I know you were. So the gas is great. The pellets are great. So visit BackyardBillies.com. The Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, coming from the bridge in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Stop by Clyde's Sports Shop yesterday. Talked to Mr. Clyde. He told me some great stories about fishing with Lefty Cray, and we reminisced about Bill Burton a little bit. It was kind of a great conversation. So we just want to, and he wanted to let everybody know that he finally got some 30-30 bullets in. But he telling me about how tough it is to get, you know, powder and black powder, and 209 is just non-existent. So if you got a stockpile of it, keep it and use it. But we talked about the Brownings, and, you know, I'd like to tell you about a particular Browning. Of course, waterfowl season will be kicking in here more after the deer season is over. So take a look at two shotguns I'd like to recommend. The A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Comes in mossy oak shadow grass blade camo, fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver just like granddad's, a recoil-operated kinematic drive. It's an autoloader shotgun with a 100,000-rounder five-year guarantee. For those of you who like the action of a pump-action shotgun, the BPS Field, the Browning Pump Shotgun, BPS, newly designed stock with a new look. It's a nice-looking gun, a larger trigger guard, matte blue finished barrel, and a forged machined steel receiver, bottom ejection, satin-finished walnut, pump-action, all with superior fit and new checkering surfaces. The synthetic stock model is also available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. That phone number there is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Oh, you would come to me that quick, wouldn't you? But that's okay. The New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction is tomorrow. Tomorrow. Sunday, January 1st, 2023, starting at 11 a.m. at Russum Furniture Auction, 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person, which would be cool. Or you can bid online. You can view the online catalog at russumsfurniture.hibid.com and follow their Facebook page for updates. Over 50 modern firearms, I'm sure more by now, 20 antique firearms, ammo, many decoys, artwork, and all manner of related items will be on the auction block. Hibid.com, HIBID.com, and liveauctioneers.com can help you bid online. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore with over 850 lots being sold in one day. Located at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland in Queen Anne's County. Russum Furniture. Call 410-928-3415. That's 410-928-3415 for the New Year's Day sportsman's auction. Happy New Year.
The Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor sports show. February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg. 1,000 exhibitors and manufacturers. More than 200 expert demos and seminars. 400 hunting and fishing outfitters. Tons to see and do with events and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of hunting, fishing, and everything outdoors. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked this plan, but it came undone when it got around to goddamn guns. Well, I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. 'Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. God and guns keep us strong.
That's true. God and guns keep us strong. Did you say Pope Benedict died?
Mm-hmm.
Barbara Walters?
Yep.
Wow. Hey, we got Captain Don said, check your mic. I'm not sure what it is, whether it's close enough to you or you need to adjust a button or something. You want to talk a little bit?
I don't know what's wrong with it. I need to know what's wrong, and I'll try to fix it.
Okay. You're talking very softly. I know that, because I can't hear you.
Well, that's, yours is internal, if you can't hear me.
I got it. So, Aaron, how's she doing over the air? Can you hear Robin's mic okay? A little low? Okay. A little louder.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
Robin? Okay, you got it, baby. You got this all covered. So I want to hear about other people's hunting adventures. I want to hear people in, you know, talk about the muzzleloader contest since we're drawing it today. Right now we want to talk to Glenn in Chestertown because Glenn is already in the contest. Morning, Glenn. How are you doing?
Hey, Aaron. Robin. Hey, Robin, you all look pretty low, so I hear my way.
Well, you're all the way in Chestertown, Glenn. You can't expect to hear her.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Anyway,
how was your week?
I had a good Christmas. I hope you had a good Christmas.
We had a great Christmas. We sure did.
Yeah,
I had a fair one to a memorial service.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
It was on Tuesday. We left Monday morning.
Uh-huh.
And then got up to Grove City, Pennsylvania.
Grove City, yep.
And we got back Wednesday evening, about 7, I guess.
Long couple of days, huh?
Yeah. And then after we got back, my daughter happened to catch something down. One of the relatives, my dad's cousin had passed. And just, should have went yesterday to his.
Oh, my goodness.
You've been through it this week, Glenn.
Yeah, it hasn't been a very, very happy week for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, about that.
That's my doing.
That's your week, huh?
Yeah. I haven't done much of any hunting. It looks like I might not be too.
Yeah, well, you got Friday and Saturday and Sunday if you want. For firearm season, you know, you go with shotgun again if you want.
Next week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
I think I'll do a good day. I don't like pulling out the muzzleloader when it's home. A lot of moisture over.
No, I don't either. I don't either.
It's going to be really rainy this afternoon.
Yeah, I'd prefer not to go if it's raining that hard. I mean, you know, if it just looks like it's going to rain, it's okay. But if it's actually coming down, I'm probably not going to go. So.
Yeah, because you get that moisture gets down in your barrel and get your powder wet, you're done.
That's the old adage, keep your powder dry, right?
Yep.
Yeah, gotcha. So.
Anyway, you guys have a good New Year's Eve day and tomorrow's my mom's birthday.
January 1st. How about that? That's great. Well, good for her. All right, buddy. Well, you have a happy New Year, too. We'll talk soon.
You too. Nice.
Thanks, bud.
Talk soon.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We are giving a muzzleloader away from the fine folks at CVA. The next hour, we are giving away an LRX. LR stands for long range. It's a 45 caliber muzzleloader. It's a very, very nice muzzleloader, one of the top muzzleloaders in the CVA lineup. So They were very generous this year to give us that. And, you know, of course, the promotion that goes with that is, you know, this gun will reach out and touch them. It has a 30-inch barrel. And with the right load, it can be a 200-yard muzzle loader for sure, no question. You know, you can sight it in for that if you want. So that's coming up the next hour. Robin has names and numbers, and she's generating the information once we get the final sheet from Aaron. And the way you get in that contest is very simple. You call in, you leave your name and number with Aaron. You go on the air with Robin and I. You don't have to say anything much. Just say, just want to get in the contest, or hey, happy new year, or you can make a comment, ask a question, no matter what, you know, it doesn't matter. Just got to go on the air. You get in the contest, and we add your name to the list at the end of the show, sometime around 6:30, I guess we're going to pull the winner for the muzzleloader contest. Robin assigns a number to every name, puts those numbers in a random generator on her phone, spins out the number just like, you know, spinning out a number on the bingo reel, and that number corresponds to somebody's name, and that's how it works, you know. So we don't, you know, we don't have any influence on it. We just roll the number, right, Robin?
Yep.
So good for you.
I got all these fog warnings coming in. That's what you heard. Sorry.
A what?
Fog warnings.
Oh, fog warning. Okay. Got it. So that's how you do it. 410-922-6680. Wonder why people aren't calling this morning.
They're going to sleep. Like
normal people? Makes sense. Makes sense to me. A lot of people are away. A lot of people are away during this week. So let's talk to Kevin in Centerville. Good morning, Kevin. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Alan? How you doing, Rob? Good morning to y'all.
Morning.
Yeah. Hey, I'm heading over muzzleloader. The rain don't scare me.
Okay. You got a waterproof muzzleloader?
Well, I got a cover that goes on it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever seen them out there. There's a company called Solo Gun Cover.
No, I haven't.
And your bling still comes out. You got to check it out, Alan, because if you're going to hunt this kind of weather, it protects your whole gun, scope, everything. But your sling's out of it, so you can carry it with the cover on.
I see.
And just one pull on the back, it comes off, and your gun's wide open.
Good to go. Back in the day, I mean back in the 70s now, when the flintlock was all you could use, there was a company called Wiltrout. Jim Wiltrout did a plastic cover, that was about 10 inches long. It went over the barrel, the lock, and the back of the barrel where it joined the stock. It fit right over there. It was a piece of plastic, and it had a flip lid where the hammer and so forth was. So if you went out in the rain, you had this plastic cover over your muzzle, over your flintlock, okay?
Yeah.
And something came by, you could flip this plastic cover over, you could cock it and shoot. And I still have one. I found one the other day. And I went to visit Mr. Wiltrout one time. He lived in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. He had two inventions. And it was the muzzle loader cover, the flintlock cover, and then he invented a tube that you could put like a half a jar of salmon eggs in. And had a lanyard on it. You could for trout fishing, and you could put this around your neck, and you could put it dispensed one salmon egg at a time, rather than stick your fingers in a jar and yeah. So he had this tube. What's that? Yeah, and you just pull. Yeah, you just pull the plunger back, and the salmon egg drops out, and you set it on the hook, and there you're safe. You know, he was pretty inventive. I mean, pretty inventive. I wish the guy were still around. I'd like to see what he would invent these days. So, but
the guy Mike from Mountain Man. You ever seen the movie Mountain Man? The guy Mike from Kodiak, Alaska.
Yeah,
I've hunted with Mike,
really?
And that's where he had this gun cover. We was out; it was snowing; it was bad. And he goes, and I'm looking at his cover. I said, where'd you get that cover? And he said, it's Solo Gun Cover.
Okay.
And S-O-L-O, gun cover.
Yeah, of course.
If you get one, it changes everything.
Really?
I don't mind hunting in the rain now. I only have limited time to hunt, Alan. That's why I'm out here this. If I had every weekend to go hunting, I probably would be hunting. But when you have limited time, you just got to make the best of what you have. And I've had a good deer season. I've harvested some deer this year. Got the freezer just about full. I'd like to have another one.
One more, huh? Sure.
Yeah. And to help the farmer, you know, we got to get these does off.
Sure.
The buck hunting's over with, so now I'm just having to do some does. But it's New Year's Eve, and I just want to get out and have some fun in the woods. I have two sons that hunt, and they was out duck hunting yesterday down in the bay and had a great time. Bluebills are coming in like crazy.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, they all got their limit, and just fun shoot. So I tell you what, this state is like no other. I don't think I'll ever leave the state of Maryland just because of how much fun we have here. I've been born and raised in with the Chesapeake Bay beside us and the good hunting that we have. It's unbelievable.
Nobody can say it better than that, buddy. I mean, look, we got 70 species of fish in the fishing records, you know, at least 70. We have abundant waterfowl, all species of ducks, Canada geese, snow geese. We've got, you know, saltwater, freshwater, brackish water, ponds, rivers, streams. We've got, you know, world-class trout fishing here. Of course, the estuary for the Chesapeake Bay is the striper capital of the world. We've got blue crabs. We've got, we've got bears. We've got whitetails. We've got sika deer.
I went out west hunting. I mean, you tell them guys we can shoot 35 deer out here. They look at you like you got two heads.
Oh, yeah.
They don't believe it. And I'll tell you what, I was out up in the Badlands, eastern Montana, doing some mule deer hunting, and a monster whitetail come by. It was a nice 10-point, and he goes, oh, and your tag's good for either one.
Right.
And he goes, hey, guys, he said, let's go get on this deer. And I looked over and said, no. I said, we're not interested in that deer. He goes, that's a monster whitetail. I said, I realize that. I said, we got him back home. And he's looking at me like there's no way, right? So I never even looked at him again. We just stayed on our hunt for the mule deer, kept glassing. Well, that night we got back to camp, and I showed him some of the pictures, and he, like, just fell over. And he goes, and you're from Maryland? I said, yeah, don't tell anybody. You know, this is our secret.
Well, no, don't tell anybody. Look, it's my job to tell people what we have here in Maryland.
I know
what you're saying. Yeah, I know what you're saying. But, I mean, look, you're an avid deer hunter. Have you heard of bucks, bears, stags? You've heard me mention it on the air. Do you know what it is?
Is that a show up there?
No. Bucks, bears, stags is a group of men here in Maryland. And the organization is the official record keeper of Maryland big game, whitetail deer, black bears, and sika deer. And we published a record book in 2020. Okay. Are you active online at all?
Occasionally. I have to do it for work, but yes.
Okay. Bucks, bears, stags, bucks-bears-stags.com. Okay. Go on there.
Mm-hmm.
And the record book for 2020, we have 2,000 records in there of Maryland deer. We have over 200 pictures of the top deer in Maryland, whitetail, sika deer, and black bears, and top trophy animals. And we are now publishing another one in 2023. But we have events coming up where we measure deer for the record book. There's an entry fee, okay, of $25. There's no charge to measure the animal, but if it makes the book, we would encourage you to enter into the Maryland records. So I'm just putting that out there if you want to do some research, if you want to call me later and we can talk about it. All right?
Yes, I will. Well,
I mean, if you like big deer, if you look at our social media page, we have got some deer on there that are just incredible. Incredible in Maryland. We're talking 180, 190, 200-inch whitetails here in Maryland.
Yeah, we get some monsters in this state. I'm glad to see it. I'm glad to see the hunters harvesting the big bucks and having a good time here.
Yeah. Well, you know, they are so rare. The true giants are so rare that guys are letting the young ones grow up. So, therefore, the genetic pool always remains full of those deer with the good genetics, you know what I mean. So we're always gonna have them. I mean, so antler restrictions that Maryland put on is another good thing for the health of the herd.
I got to tell you, Alan, in our club some years back we started this, and it's all shoot up. So if a guy goes in and harvests a nice 8-point, he's got to shoot up. He can't shoot another 8-point. It's got to be 10 or larger.
Wow.
Oh, I like that.
Wow, I like that too.
Tell you what, it works.
Yeah.
Took off within 3 years because he might have a guy who shoot a he'll shoot a 10-point buck, and then in the next season, he shoots a nice 8. Now, don't get me wrong, it was a nice 8-point, but you got 2 deer, you may not get one mounted. So what's the sense of shooting that small buck when you got a 10-point?
Exactly.
So we made this rule, and I tell you what, all my guys are stuck to it, and they're all happy with it because it gives the opportunity for other guys to take that trophy buck or for that buck to survive.
I love it. Shoot up.
I'll tell you what. You think about implementing a rule like that, and it works well, and they still get their big buck.
Like
and they can shoot up. So if you shoot a 10 and a 14 comes by, hey, it's all yours.
Right.
But I got to tell you what, it's changed the quality of our deer on our farm where I hunt.
Great.
Kevin, are you from Centerville?
I'm hunting in Centerville. I'm from Pasadena, but I'm pulling into Centerville, pulling on the farm as we speak.
Good luck.
Enjoy.
Back to the stand.
All right, buddy. Good luck. Yep.
I thank y'all. Happy New Year, and thanks again for your program.
All right, man. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. Joe said, a trick I used to cover my lock in the rain. You mold aluminum foil over it. That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
I'm still sounding too far away.
Are you?
Yeah, and I don't know what else to do.
Okay. I don't know either.
I've turned up, turned down, turned around, changed every setting I got over here.
Talk to Fran. She'll set you straight.
Hello, Fran. Can you hear me?
Can you hear Robin, Fran?
She's gotten low, but when she was saying how she had done everything, the sound came in good. Now it's going back real low again.
Oh, I give up. I'm trying here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing the best I get.
Robin, I think it's your quality of your voice. You're not really projecting. I seriously think that. I'm not picking on you, but I don't think you're...
My quality of my voice.
No. It's something in the system.
I mean the timber, not the quality. The timber.
Yeah, she was fine.
You were fine.
Ago. Mm-hmm. And then she went real low again.
Mm.
Well, anyway.
Thank you.
She's working on that.
What'd you say, Brad?
I said, anyway, while she's working on that,
yep.
Happy New Year, Alan. And Happy New Year, Robin, okay? Now, this is what I want to tell you. I appreciate what I have learned so much through you, the other hunting guys, and your show. And can't go hunting, but let me tell you, I have learned how to enjoy thinking like a hunter while I watch TV and stuff. And it has been so much fun. Do you ever get a chance to look at a little football?
Not much, no.
I love football, and we haven't been able to.
All right, well, let me tell you. The football game, our team, they go to the red zone. The red zone is like a hunter finding the blood trail. Okay?
Right.
And they go to that red zone, don't never bring the deer back. That's the touchdown.
You're right.
And I was yelling last week. I says, if you don't bring that deer back this time, my heads are going to roll.
So you're relating the football game to deer hunting. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Let me tell you. So then they had another game after that was over. Score was tied. The kicker came out. Well, that's like the hunter coming out the pickup truck. He goes into the woods. The kicker goes into the field. Now, it depends on that kicker if he wins the game for the team or they go into overtime.
Right.
Okay. So now the hunter sees the biggest buck he's ever had a chance to get.
Right.
But the rifle he's using, he's never tried a shot from that distance.
Right.
A football kicker has never kicked from the 55 yard line before.
Right.
They both think now the kicker puts his thumb up to check the wind.
Right.
The hunter checks the wind.
Right.
Then the kicker puts his arm up to check, you know, the angle of the shot.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
The hunter does the same thing. Well, honey, let me tell you. The kicker made the goal, the hunter made the shot, and they both go in the record book.
Well, there you go.
Hey,
gotcha.
Very cool.
Gotcha.
That's how I'm having fun. I'm going to try to do, you know, other things that I see and have fun next year, thinking like a hunter and applying it to what I see.
There you go. I like it. Good for you, friend. That's a great. That's a
fun with that. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Very, very good. Very good.
So that's something I hope to do more of next year.
Well, good luck to you.
The last thing I want to say. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Every 7 years, we cross over January 1st into you know what.
Right.
It started the 28th of December.
Yeah, I know.
You had a rough week of things. You're talking about things you can't control.
Yeah.
Hold on to your seats, because the first 3 weeks of January, things you cannot control.
I know.
Now, hold on, people. Have a good one. Have a happy new year, everybody. Love the Alan Show.
Mercury in retrograde.
Happy new
Love
year,
it.
Fran.
Thanks, yeah. Fran.
All right.
See you, girl. Bye-bye.
I think Mercury lives in retrograde.
Yeah, there's. I think it's four times a year. Stan, the truck driver, called. Wished us happy New Year. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stan. And I'm not changing seats with him.
And one of your buddies, John B., told you you need to get a new tin can.
Yes, I know. I just told you. I haven't got a chance to say it yet.
And Joe let us know that somebody invented a belt made out of wristwatches. Most people call it a waste of time. Hey, folks.
Joke?
A waste of time.
I know, like the it was a joke. Alan, I give up with you today. I'm done.
Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals like Robin and me, and she's a local yokel. It's where they get their tires and auto service done.
To the new year, y'all.
Do what? If I make it? Featured American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. I love my Firestone tires, Robin. They're very quiet, very nice. As well as Michelin in Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine, for your garden tractor to your farm tractor and everything in between, lawnmowers, wheelbarrows, and so forth. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including diagnosing, and checking, diagnosing, and fixing your car when that check engine light comes on. They can take care of that, too. That's kept Spurry's truck service on the road, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. Hey, the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction is Sunday, January 1st, 2023, starting at 11 a.m. at Russum's Furniture Auction, 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person or you can bid online. You can view the online catalog at russumsfurniture.highbid.com. Follow the Facebook page for updates. Over 50 modern firearms, 20 antique firearms, ammo, many decoys, artwork, and all manner of related items will be on the auction block. Highbid.com and LiveAuctioneers.com can help you bid online. Now, don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore, with over 850 lots being sold in one day. Located at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, in Queen Anne's County. That phone number, 410-928-3415, 410-928-3415, for the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction. Happy New Year. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Oh, you waiting for me. Hey, folks, do you have that fireplace you never use in your house? Well, we filled ours with a beautiful gas fireplace insert. Company named Enviro. We bought the EX35 model, And we bought all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and it changed our life, didn't it, Robin?
Yep.
It really did. Changed our life. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We love the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Well, guess what else Enviro makes? Enviro makes a pellet insert and freestanding pellet stoves. So you need to check that out when you go to Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, if it's a wood stove you're interested in, they've got that too. But that's by a company named Regency. So if you're looking for alternate ways to heat your home, rather than just, you know, paying an outrageous electric bill every month, you want to supplement that with a gas pellet or wood, or even another electric outfit, you can do that at Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Kent Island. Now, you can select any of that stuff. Stop into the showroom. They'll show you all the different models, and you'll be amazed if you've never been there at everything that they carry. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They are open 7 days a week. They're open today. Route 50, exit 44B, coming from the bridge. That would be eastbound. Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex, just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex in Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, I think you guys, everybody, or the end for the first hour, everybody, get out, stay safe. Love your family, love your friends. Start this new year off just right. I think everybody needs a break. And this time is our turn, guys, our turn, all of us. Stay safe.